on Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
At a quarter past 10, racing today at Kembla Grange, Dave Anderson's there. Morning, Dave.
Yeah, good morning, Sean.
Now, how's your day today at Kembla?
It's a beautiful day, Sean. Not a cloud in the sky. Absolutely beautiful.
The one you ordered, Dave?
It is, yeah. I've ordered them for a few weeks now. And hopefully it'll stay off a bit longer now. Construction work started on our synthetic track, so hopefully the weather will stay fine for the next few months.
That's what you want. Now, how are we racing today? What have you officially rated the track?
Track's rated a good 4. I put a horse over this morning. Luke Price rode it, and he said it was in the 4 range, which was really good. It'll start with a 4, and it'll probably move up to a 3 as the day progresses, sure.
All right. What did you do with the rail today, Dave?
We raced on Saturday in the true position, John, and I've left it in the true. There was minimal damage out there, so we were quite happy with that. It raced pretty well on Saturday, so I've left it there. And I dare say the jocks will probably get off the fence towards later in the day as the wear gets a bit more from today's racing.
Sounds like you've still got plenty of grass, though.
Yeah, we have. It's starting to slow down a bit with the cooler mornings. It was about 6 degrees this morning, about 4 yesterday. So starting to slow down the kike, but there is a good cover of grass out there.
I reckon you and I do too, Dave. On those sort of mornings, we slow down a bit too, so we can't blame the grass, can we?
No, that's right. It's a bit cool, isn't it?
All right, terrific. So rail tree were good for an absolutely beautiful day. Good on you, Dave. Have a top day.
Thanks, Sean. Bye.
And Wayne Harris is going to find the winners for me. Morning, Wayne.
Morning, Chuckle. I tell you what, he sniffs at Dave Anderson. There's fluffy white clouds in the sky.
he said it's a perfect day, though.
It is a lovely day. I'm just sitting here in the car nearly falling asleep. Hey, mate, before we start, I'd just like to... very sad turning up at Kembla Grange these days without seeing John Fletcher here, long-time committeeman on the board here at the ITC, and we attended his funeral yesterday, and it was standing room only. Yeah. And, I've got to say goodbye to him in a nice fashion.
Terrific man. Absolute gentleman.
He was.
Now, the first today, One Cry of Achilles, 460, 2 Sir Elton, 170, 3 Speed and Style, 370. 4 Bajali is 61, 5 Paw Parade Dollars, 6 Silly Sally, 26, 7 Enchanted Glory, 151, 8 Funny Things, 35, 170 favourite, number 2, Sir Elton.
I'm going to tip him on top. 2, 3, 1 and 4, he's with the astute Adam Duggan at Gosford, Josh Parter riding, they're pretty good mates. Now, he's been very well held together in his trials. His first trial on the Beaumont track was a heavy surface there and held very well together, wasn't let go. And then he jumped out and led and won his last trial there on his home track at Gosford, and he was never let off the bit. I think he's a nice type of horse from an inside draw, Josh Parter ride. Got some nice rides early in the day here, Josh. I've got him on top. These other ones, they're racing very well, but they've taken a while to win their maiden. Number 3 is my second choice, Speed and Style from the Gwenda Markle camp, obviously here on the track. It's run 4 seconds. It's past 4 starts. Deserves a break, but it's just not getting through at the moment. Number 1 in the same category, Cry of Achilles. He's been placed 2 of his past 3 starts. He's got a good draw. He'll run well again. And the other one thrown in, a horse called Bijoli, number 4. This horse, it's been placed its past 2 starts in country level at Nowra. It's harder here at provincial level, but I think it's got some sort of chance in the race with a few gear changes. 2, 3, 1, and 4. Going with the first starter here, Sean.
Okay, race 2, 1 Black Sunrise, 440, 2 out, 3. This is So, 850. 4 Undoubted, 7. 5 Win and Grin, 12. Number 6 Astri, 61. 7 DeLeo, 17. 8 Invinciamo, 250. 9 Lady Kirkham, 14. And 10 Madame Oaks, 550. Favourite 250, number 8, Invinciano.
She deserves a change of luck too. I've got numbers 8, 1, 10 and 3 from the Joe Pride camp, Joe Ford rides. She's been racing well. She's only had the 3 career runs and hasn't had much luck in any start, I must say. Last start was wide all the way, beat the favourite there at Wyong, but still able to run third. Before that, was Check Badly and struck, never really saw daylight there at Hawkesbury, first up from a spell. And I just think she might be very, very hard to beat here today. Go up to the top 8, number 1, Black Sunrise from the Waterhouse Bot Camp. This one resumes from a spell here today. Did win a recent trial and just appears to be best early in a preparation for mine. So I expect him to run well here from the good draw. Others I've given chances to, number 10, which is Madame Oaks. Finished well at its last start there in the same race behind Invinciano. There was 2 or 3 in that same race there, but 2 very good placings at Hawkesbury and Gosford before that. Not beaten far in any career run, number 10, Madame Oaks. And you've got Dave Fife and Corey Brown combination there. And the other one thrown in is number 3, which is debuting. This is so. He's a horse from the Anthony Cummings stable, and Anthony's horse is just flying at the moment. Tommy Berry rides. He's had 5 or 6 trials over a couple of preparations. I like the way he's finished off in his trials recently, so I've got to throw him in the numbers with a big question mark. 8, 1, 10, and 3.
Now the third one out to Arish, $1.80. 3's out, 4 Starry, 4.80. 5 Crimson Ticket, 16. 6 Officially, 9.50. 7 Lagarde, $4. 8 Miss Antares, 13. 9 out. 10 Lady Demi, 31. 11 Biblos Boy, 101. $1.80 for number 2, Arish.
I've gone 4, 2, 7, and 6. I've gone with Starry, one from the Peter and Paul Snowden camp. Resumes from a spell here. Shows good speed in its trials recently, and its runs have all been pretty good. Was a winner at Newcastle last prep on a soft track. Then its runs after that were quite all right. I might have come back a little bit stronger this prep, judging its trial. So I've got in front of the favourite, Ariage, one of the 2 Godolphin runners in the race. Ariage is a filly that's she's ultra consistent. She's on pace, a very hard fit. She'd be very, very hard to beat. I just went for a bit of value, though. Others in the race, I've got 7 Lagarde. It's an on pace from the inside draw. I think it'll run well. And the stablemate, Godolphin stablemate, 6 Efficiently, resuming from a break. And it once made the gold and then jumped in straight into a 64 here at Kembla in a quite a strong race. Resumes here in a class 1, so it's got a watch on it. 4, 2, 7, 6.
Okay, race 4, 1's out, 2 Brother in Arms, $6, 3 Captain Mannering, 9, 4 You Know That, 3.30, 5 Buttery Knight, 7, 6 Dashley Dub, 6.50, 7 out, number 8, Amalak Millie, 3.40, 9 out, and 10 Magic Search, $7. Favourite 3.30, 4 You Know That.
It's going to be hard not to tip him, mate. I've gone 4, 2, 5, and 10. Gee, he's low flying at the moment. He's been around the money for 2 good wins together, and then he went down fighting here last start at Kembla Grange, and beyond Happy 70. I've got to put him on top. I think he'd be up on the speed again. It'd be very, very hard to run down a winner. And Constance's got a good association with this horse. She knows him very well. So I've got him there on top. The dangers, I thought, number 2, Brother in Arms. If you can forget his last start, it was only very, very average. His runs before that were okay, including a couple of city class races where he's a little bit outclassed. So if he can bounce back, he's a horse that you might just get a little bit of odds about him today. Butter and Knight, he's most two recent runs have been in city class races, back to provincial grade here. He's won 2 from 3 here on the Kembla track, so he's got a liking here. I'm sure he'll run well again. And the other one I was shown in is number 10, Magic Search. Got inside draw. His first up run was quite good there at Newcastle, so it was never far away from the money last prep as well. So for me in this race, I thought I found it very tricky, but 4, 2, 5 and 10.
Okay, race 5. Now, 1 Bart and the Queen, 51. 2 Elaborate is $4. 3 El Cano, 7.50. 4 Geisler, $10. 5 Heaven's Dream, 7. 6 Coosa, 6.50. 7 Mirage, 26. 8 and 9 out. And 10 Diaga, $2.25. It's the favourite, actually. Number 10 Diaga, $2.25.
He's a 2-year-old taking on older horses. It just worried me a little bit there, but he's, I think he's knocking on the door. I went the other way, 5, 10, 6 and 2. I put number 5 on top, which is another one from the Anthony Cummings camp, Heaven's Dream. I think he's a horse that he just got better with each run. He was held up last start there at Wyong, but I like the way he finished off there. And he's just going through his runs last prep. That was his free run for about 3 weeks the other day. So I think he'll come here hard fit. He's never run facing 6 starts. I don't know whether I'm just jumping ahead with this bloke, but I just think he's just looks like he just keeps improving. So Vince Schofield, a couple of nice rides here. I've got him on top of front of the favourite, Diaga. Gary Cotelli's horse, as I said, he's a 2-year-old. He's not far off turning 3, I suppose. But he was beaten last start as a favourite at Goulburn. And to me, he's only lightly raced, a little bit one-paced. But I must say he's got better with each run. He might blow these horses away because it's a very, very winnable race. I just went with the value there. Of the others, I've thrown in number 6, Cooza, one of the 2 Waterhouse Bot runners. 1 run back from a break and wasn't a bad one. And he's only lightly raced. I think his horse might see the better off this preparation. A High Chaparral kicking off at 1,600 metres here, second up. I think you've got to throw him in. And the other one I've thrown in is Elaborate. He's another horse that's sort of been placed quite a few times. Change of luck for him wouldn't be a surprise. 5, 10, 6 and 2.
Race 6, 1 Dante Rossetti, 6.50, 2 Rapture Miss, 5.50, 3 Liardo, 5.50, 4 Lightning Nick, 7, 5 Flying Piero, $6, 6 Highly Desired, 3.30, 7 Pinch Passion, 16, number 8 Frascati Miss, 11, 9, 10, 11 out, and 12 Tip to 10 Tivi, $26, 3.30 favourite, 6 Highly Desired.
What price you got Flying Piero? Maybe I just missed it.
Okay, I just jump back to that page. And Flying Piero, for you?
Didn't I?
$6 just for you.
Look, you know he doesn't win out of turn, but I've got him on top, 5, 3, 2, and 6. His first up run at Newcastle recently, he just got held up, never, ever got a clear run at them. And in last preparation, he was a little bit the same. I'm sure he's a horse that doesn't like getting jammed up on the inside. I suppose no one does. But the day he won here at Kembla, Vince Gayfield got him out, gave him plenty of room, and he really attacked the line. I'm just hoping the same thing happens today, so I'm not really worried about the wide draw. So I've got number 5 on top. I think Danger's number 3, Liardo. He's the last start winner at Wyong. He was very brave there, too. I think he's a horse that we probably just haven't seen the best of him yet. He's got an awkward draw, too, from the Richie Freeman stable. Of the others, number 2, Rapture Miss. She only got warmed up late last start there on the Kensington track over the 1,400 metres. She'll be much better here at 1,600 metres and got through a form last prep, all city class races. So she's found probably the easiest race she's been in for a while. Just want to improve a bit on that first up run, but I'm sure she can. I think she's been placed quite a few times second up. The other one I've thrown in is number 6, Highly Desired, favourite. Last start winner at Goulburn, did a good job there. It actually won by a good space. I might actually end up putting it further up the list here, Sean. It's Sean Barry 1, it's in form, so I'm sure it'll run well again. For me, 5, 3, 2, and 6.
Final event race 7, 1 Black Chili is 23, 2 Stone Cold 18, 3 Burbank 23, 4 Vigilio 850, 5 Dr. Zeus 220, 6 and 7 out, 8 Bo Lord 41, 9 See the Show 12, number 10 Handspun 420, 11 9's enough 14, 12 The Patrician $11, 13 Feisty Fox 23, 14 Citizens Arrest 41, 15 out. Favourite 220, number 5, Dr. Zeus.
He's going very well at the moment. This horse, it's hard not to tip him as well. He's only lightly raced. His last two runs have been wins. His last win at Goulburn was after 13 weeks being on the sideline. So he's a very promising horse from the Bjorn Baker camp. Jay Ford rides here today. He'll start a short price favourite from the good draw. He'll be very, very hard to beat. I think the forgotten horse is probably number 4, Vigilio, trained on the track here by Kerry Parker. The one most recent run was there at Warwick Farm. That was his first run for about 7 weeks. He's got a good record here on his home track at Kembla. Good city form last prep. He's got the inside draw, and young Williams taking the 3 off. So I think he's very well placed here and probably the forgotten horse of the team. I thought number 10 we'd have to throw in, which is, as a term of pages here, Handspun, one from the Godolphin camp. Racing very well since coming back from the spell. I think it's been looking for the 1,200, which it gets here today, so I've got it in. And one from left field, I reckon he's well out of the odds, number 1, Black Chili. He hasn't had much luck, didn't get clear running in his last start there in Newcastle. He's got a good record here in his home track, and I think he's well out of the odds. I think you've got to throw him in, although he's probably the big odds because he's got 12 early and 62 kilos. But, gee, I think he'll run some sort of race here today. He's got a better form than some of these. So for me, in the last 5, 4, 10, and 1.
All right, now what's your best?
Look, there's a couple of short ones here today, Sean. I don't want to dive into them because I don't know if they're really good things, but I thought this horse I've tipped in, race 6, number 5, Flying Piero. As I say, he hasn't got a great win strike rate, but I just think coming back to the scene of the crime where he won last prep, if he gets to the outside, I think he's a bit of value there. So if we get each way odds, race 6, number 5. You need some quaddy numbers, mate?
Yeah, too right, mate. Thank you.
Okay, mate. I've tried to keep it pretty short. Race 4, I've got numbers 4 and 2. Race 5, 5, 10 and 6. Race 6, 5, 3 and 2. And race 7, guess what? I put another 5 in. 5, 4 and 10. I don't know what that comes to, but it's not that big, and it's a very, very open program, Sean.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Wayne. Have a top day.
It's a pleasure, mate. Good to
speak to you. You too. Wayne Harris looking at the meeting today at Kembla Grange. It's almost 10:30. Sky Sports Radio. Let's update the latest news and sport now with Madison Clare Sloan.